Welcome to the Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In last week's show, we examined a recent study by University of Virginia sociologist Elizabeth Gorman, which said, no matter how the data was sliced or certain variables controlled, women say they have to work harder than men. In today's show, adapted from an article published this month on the Oscar website written by Jane Ford, we look at the work of Maury McGuinness and her perspective of class politics, social structures and hierarchies of the antebellum South through the examination of 19th century art and material objects. Objects and ideas inform both history and contemporary thought and are the basis of the study of material culture. For Maury McGuinness, Associate Professor of American Art and Material Culture and Director of American Studies, understanding the antebellum South in the 19th century encompasses understanding art and objects from the perspective of class politics, social structures, and hierarchies. Working with Angela Mack, curator of the traveling show that originated at the Gibbs Museum of Art in Charleston, South Carolina, McGuinness has spent the last 4 years creating Landscape of Slavery, The Plantation in American Art, an exhibition on view through April 20th at the University of Virginia Art Museum. The exhibition focuses on themes of race, slavery, and the plantation from the 19th century to today. McGuinness said, this is an exhibition about ideas rather than an art history exhibit that traces the development of an artistic or stylistic movement. Race, slavery, and the plantation do not have a fixed meaning through time. Working on the exhibit and the companion catalog, McGuinness said she was struck by how much cultural currency the word plantation has. The mythology of the South as a place of gentility and refinement is still held by many today. For African Americans, however, the meaning revolves around an imbalance of power. According to McGuinness, the two are fundamentally different ideas of what plantation means. The reality is that beauty and brutality live beside each other. The artifacts explore the widely varying ideas of what plantation meant then and today. The themes of protest, politics, nostalgia, and identity run through the artist's works, which represent a wide variety of viewpoints within these topics. To help clarify the ideas for both the exhibit and catalog, McGuinness began by using her research to develop courses. That, coupled with insight from students in her classes, The Old South in Myth and Memory, and Arts and Cultures of the Slave South, which she co-teaches with Assistant Professor of Architectural History Lewis Nelson, proved invaluable for defining questions about culture and race. The exhibit includes works by a slave potter named Dave, who worked in Edgefield, South Carolina in the 1840s and 50s. He decorated the large storage vessels he made with poetry and signed them. Both the poetry and signing the pots are acts of political protest, since it was unlawful for slaves to read. McGuinness said, his poetry was sometimes funny, spiritual, ironic, or obliquely political. Dave is important. His work is an excellent example of an African-American artisan, of which the South was filled, but many are anonymous to us. His work was integral to the economic foundation of the South and at the same time reveals much about slave life. Contemporary artist Juan Logan also deals with issues of slavery. His Foundations, a sculptural installation, is composed of a series of iron brick-like structures symbolizing the part African Americans played in building the South. McGuinness said, they not only provided the economic foundation, but also literally built it, adding that Logan is engaged in an ongoing conversation and dialogue with the past. Both artists show that the heart of understanding the 19th century antebellum South is the understanding of race and slavery. Over time, we construct narratives to serve contemporary concerns and change surrounding these topics. Memories and ideas are not fixed, but changing. McGuinness will explore these shifts in her upcoming book, Remembering the Revolution, Pictures, Politics, and Memory. Her interest in the divergent ways in which the North and South remember the American Revolution, especially with the approach of the Civil War, grew directly out of her research for the exhibition. Perceptions of iconic images and representations have changed over time, in terms of how both the image and the event itself are viewed. McGuinness said, That change helps us understand how contemporary cultural politics shape the evolution of our key American myths. You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when our topic will be the work of Carsten Howell, whose research has demonstrated that the encryption used by the now ubiquitous smart card is much easier to break than previously thought. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, or visit www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email wtju@virginia.edu.